We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So let's get to the game tonight, because the Patriots are opening up their preseason against the New York Giants. This from Mike Reese. Quarterback Mac Jones and most Patriots starters aren't expected to play in tonight's preseason opener. Sources tell me and Dan Graziano of ESPN joint practices against the Panthers next week. And then the Raiders the following week. I think he threw that little bit in there because, as we all know, the joint practices is when the starters really get all the work. But we are down to three preseason games now, not four.
Yep.
So this is really almost, you know, preseason game number two. And none of the starters are going to be in. Now, he has projections for tonight. Like, I don't know where Reese kind of got this. Maybe he got tipped off. I know he's tied in. But he's looking at, like, none of the starting offensive linemen are in. None of them, projected at least. Brian Hoyer, Billy Zappi, looks like they're going to be a quarterback. He has Tyler Thornton, Tyquan Thornton, and Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Lil Jordan.
Christian Wilkerson will be seen. Trey Nixon, I think, who's been interesting to some. Josh Hammond. And then you got the running backs, Kevin Harris, Pierre Strong, the two draft picks. And defensively, the same thing. A lot of our guys that we're looking close at, like LeBryant Ray, Jeremiah Farms, DeMarcus
Let's go,
Mitchell.
Farms.
They do have
Tonight's
your guy.
Your night.
Cody Russi, where's my guy?
Cody Russi,
are all
center.
Our guys playing?
Yep, all of our undrafted free agents.
Who is your guy? Do you even remember who you have?
I forgot.
So as a reminder to the audience who may not have been listening to this the other day, we drafted undrafted free agents.
Yep.
So there's five free agents who went undrafted, who are still on the roster, and there's 18 years that Bill Belichick has had one of these guys make the roster,
mm-hmm.
the final 53.
Yep.
So one of us is most likely going to have our guy on the roster.
Yep.
Now, I think I picked the slowest horse.
What was your guy again?
Farms.
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 With a PH.
Jeremiah Farms. I had DeMarcus.
University.
I had DeMarcus Mitchell.
Who's, I don't think it's even university. It's just
who do you have?
I have DeMarcus Mitchell, outside linebacker. You have Cody Rossi. Cody Rossi, a center, Christian.
And he's not backing.
I believe
starting.
Ryan has Brendan Schooler, the special teamer.
No, I have Brendan Schooler.
Oh, you do.
He has LeBryant Ray, the number one seed, according to Mike Reese.
So annoying. So annoying,
we'll be keeping our eyes out at some of these guys. But I want to get to the fact that no starters are in there. Christian, do you have a problem with that?
I do have a problem with one particular position, and I don't understand why Bill is so soft on this, with Cole Strange not starting at left guard. Like, I get the whole, they're going to have practices next week, but what happened to, like, if this guy was 30 years old and he was polished, I would say, he didn't have to play at all. He went to a small school. He needs as many opportunities to fail as possible.
Yeah.
They should start him and give him the first half. I mean, unless they just think he's going to get some lamb, he's not going to benefit from any of that stuff, and they'd rather him wait.
The Giants are going to play their guys if they're healthy?
What I heard was that Brian Daboll said for everyone who's healthy is going to play.
Yeah.
First year, but listen, he's a first-year head coach. Like, all these guys need to impress him. Like, those guys are going to play. Bill is a different way of doing things. I just think I'm just amazed at the fact that Cole Strange is not at least getting, just for like, hey, you're no special. You're no special than anybody else. You're a freaking rookie. You're going to do what rookies
all
do.
All the rookies are
and
in
you
there.
Need the reps, dude.
All the rookies draft picks are in there except
I
for
want
Cole
you
Strange.
To get confidence. I want you to dominate somebody. Just work on your steps. Give me three series, and then we'll sit you. I just feel like that's odd to me.
The Cole Strange decision is inexplicable to me, but I'm also wondering why can't they throw the starters in for a couple of snaps? Because they're installing a new offense and everything, like, don't you want to get as much different experience as you can? Or is it that the offense really looks so, like, rickety that you don't even want it out there, what they're trying
you
to do?
You know what I think it is? I do think it is. I feel like Bill mentioned this. We talked to Bill about this as far as like the young guys, it's harder to evaluate young players now based on the limited time you have with them at practice and to coach them and to be around them. Like, they're the ones that need all the work. It's like the vets who you could say, listen, we're going to give you a bunch of reps next week and a bunch of reps the week after that. You should be ready.
Yeah.
Like, all these guys that are playing, that's like the 50th spot, the 51st spot, the 52nd spot, the 53rd spot, and a couple, practice squad guys. Yeah. But not Cole Strange.
No, you're right. I mean, because I think Bill's one of those guys that didn't want to see, the extra preseason go away. He said, and you're right, he's talked about that before. It's harder to evaluate these guys. These undrafted free agents that not only have made the team, but have been really impact players for the New England Patriots. Like, the bottom end of that roster. So this is how he's approaching it. Now, it's one less game. But they do have two of those little joint practices where we know it's going to be pretty much all starters in a controlled environment. So maybe that is just it. You know?
I know. And you're right, though. I mean, I just felt like him being so – and maybe he's just changed the way he views this stuff, that he would try and take an old-school approach, especially for the rookies. That's it. Like, Tyquan Thornton needs to be out there and playing. Like, all these guys, all the running backs need to go out. They need to get – the backs especially need to get tackled. They need to get hit. Like, the receivers need to understand, like, you know, what the whole goal is.
Let me go to Mike Tannenbaum. He was on Get Up this morning, and these guys, both of them, he and Damian Woody, were talking about this approach by Bill Belichick. This is what Tannenbaum had to say about Mac Jones in particular.
Yes, he should. They're going to have a new offensive play caller, which nobody really knows who that is. Is that Joe Judge? Is that Bill Belichick himself? Is it Matt Patricia? So, again, we talked about getting reps for Deshaun Watson. Very similarly, I would get reps for Mac Jones in a game situation. He's going to be hearing somebody new in his helmet after the rookie year. It was Josh McDaniels. So, to me, again, I would be out there with the first offensive line, maybe get 15 plays, get out there, don't turn the ball over, no pre-snap penalties. You don't have to be there out there a lot, but you want to get some momentum heading into next 2 weeks of preseason.
See, I think that's a good point, and it's not just if Josh McDaniels was there, it's actually spring training here or training camp for Matt Patricia. Like, tonight's his first time he's going to have his little headset on. We'll find out if he's upstairs. We'll find out if he's on the field. We'll find out who sits next to Billy Zappi or Brian Hoyer when they come off the field. But it's reps for him, too, to kind of get comfortable in the flow of this thing. It kind of makes sense putting Mac out there for a series with this offense to even let Matt Patricia work on this communication that Mac has talked about.
Yeah, I know, and it's the whole like ramping up part, like I don't agree with, like, that's whatever. There's plenty of opportunities. So they're going to have a couple practices with guys in their headsets, and those stars will probably play the bulk of the second preseason game and I would think the third preseason game. So first preseason game, you young guys, you're playing the entire game. Don't look to the sideline for help. Nobody's going to save you. You got to be ready to go. And then they'll probably be limited in their reps. I mean, that's just the way – I just don't see – I feel like this is what they did last year. Like, the veterans played a big chunk of that second and third game. And then remember, there's almost 2 weeks after that last preseason game and their first game September 11th.
Well, that's when they're going to install the actual offense.
The real offense.
According to the caller yesterday.
Yeah.
This is a big shell game. They're just looking like they're installing this crazy Shanahan offense that totally doesn't work for them. And then once the media can't watch all of practice – then the real installation.
Yeah, it is funny, though. Like, I mean, even again, going back to when we talked to Bill, all those great opportunities. Remember those? We had great memories when we talked to Bill.
Oh,
like, I just left there.
I feel like I missed out on so much.
You know, we're going to play a little bit of those later on.
You guys talk so much about.
We
like,
speak highly
how
of him, right?
Look forward to all like week, all weekend.
Oh yeah, we're not affected by it at all.
On other shows, you'd be like, oh,
yeah, Bill, thanks.
I wish we were asking.
No, I mean, I definitely wasn't like stressed out starting like Sunday following the game, just thinking about it. Like, it wasn't at all.
Question will I ask? Well, he would just slap me around. But my point to that was. Here comes the train again. Here comes the train again.
Here comes the T in the town.
Here comes the tree. Is that the orange line? Is the orange line? Is that going through? No?
It looks like the commuter rail.
I don't think the orange line goes to Framingham.
No, it doesn't. The orange line doesn't go to Framingham. I totally forgot what I was going to say. But as far as preseason goes, like, think about it. College teams, none of these guys have multiple, practice games. They don't have preseason games. All the college football teams in the United States, they have an inter-squad scrimmage. They'll have like but they'll never go. They got to be ready to go
Bill
the first
that
game
up
of the
last
week.
Year. Actually, I think when he talked,
and I remember
about,
going, well, what's the big deal? So maybe I just feel like, listen, he's morphed into so many different people, and he's changed his approach, and maybe that's the kind of style he's into.
All right, before we go to break, let me play Damian Woody because he was there with Tannenbaum. Now remember, Tannenbaum said that Mac Jones needs to play. That relationship with he and Matt Patricia can be worked on. This was Damian Woody talking about Mac Jones, whether he should play or not.
I think outside of procedural things, as far as the games are concerned, I think you get more out of joint practices, you know, because you, obviously the competition is ratcheted up. Guys don't want to look bad going against the, you know, the opposition, you know, across from them. We know that Bill Belichick, you know, he religiously works on situational football in practices. So I think the value for the Patriots is those joint practices.
Hmm. So, listen, I think I agree with him. I mean, I think we all agree with him.
Yeah.
I think
that's
the joint practices have been huge.
Yeah.
And I remember 1 year, too. Remember, joint practices are huge. We all admit, everybody talks about the benefit of them. I remember 1 year they didn't have any. And we're saying, wow, that's a big loss. No, they're overrated. Like, that was the word out of Foxborough. Ah, they're overrated. We don't need them.
Yeah, they couldn't make it work.
Yeah, we
that's the only thing.
We don't need those
that was
things.
That's COVID, wasn't
it? They're not that important. Who cares? We don't get any much done there anyways. And then when they do have them,
it's the most important
thing.
You know, I've never, at 13 years, I never had a joint practice.
No, it's a new thing.
Wait,
no,
what?
But they did it. They did it. Like, there was maybe half the teams did it, but it was like maybe one team. We wouldn't do two different teams. But I never had a joint practice with another team. Ever.
When you were with the Patriots, they didn't.
I never had it with the Patriots, and it was 7 years in Seattle, 4 years in New England. Your team and then Carolina. Never did we ever practice against anybody.
Your team.
It's your team.
Well, joint practices last summer is when Mac Jones won the job.
Well, Cam Newton sat out, and was like, hey, they changed the offense again.
Yeah, they did.
They came back and they changed the offense.
Imagine Cam trying to learn the offense right now.
Remember Cam?
Oh, he'd love it. Boots and naked.
Don't you remember Cam pulled off the road to get some gas, and they just kept going?
Yeah.
Remember
he's
that
like,
one?
Wait, oh, they're tricking me again, all of you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.